Seven Chinese Brothers right there, and also starting things off, Begin the Begin from R.E.M. I send both those songs out to my good pal Lou Molinaro. I know who's a huge R.E.M. fan as well. Okay, so here's the deal in this hour of music. We're going to hear a bunch of music from the Monday Nuns and also the Killjoys. As I'm recording this, I just found out recently as in 3 or 4 hours ago, I'm recording this on a Sunday afternoon. It's raining here in Hamilton, and I got word that my good friend Gene Champagne is out of the hospital. Gene, back on March 22nd, checked into the hospital with severe pneumonia, and then also turned out he had COVID on top of that. It was only a matter of hours and time that he was in there that they had to actually put him into ICU and have him on a ventilator. As time went by, they hit him with steroids, they hit him with a whole bunch of different stuff, and he was able in time to bounce back and actually get off the ventilator. He was one of the lucky ones. There are a lot of people in the hospitals right now, as you know, who aren't so lucky. He was then put on an oxygen mask, and time has gone by. He needs physiotherapy and at the hospital just so he can move, that sort of thing. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight, and he's pretty out of it. I did speak with him a couple days ago, and it really lifted my spirits to hear his voice. But I just found out, and I'm ecstatic about this, that he is home. He's knocked out, he really can't do much of anything except for he has to stay home for a long time to recover for his body, just give his body some time to recover from all of this. They still don't know the lingering effects of what's going to happen after you get hit with COVID. So hopefully it's not too bad for him. In the meantime, a good friend of ours, Dave Pomfret, who was one of the original members of the Monday Nuns, put together this fundraising campaign for Gene. Basically, it's you buy a t-shirt, and there's a picture of Gene's face that was drawn by Dave on the front. And on the back of it, you have the logos of all the bands that Gene has been in. The Killjoys, one of the original members, the drummer. He's also recently been the drummer over the last couple of years for Teenage Head. His own outfit, the Unteens, drummer for Tung Fu, the originator, a singer-songwriter for Junior Achiever, and of course the original drummer for the Monday Nuns. That's all the band's logos go on the back. They actually came out really nice. Happy that none of them are in white. I hate white band shirts. I'm sorry. They just don't look right. They're all in black. You can get them in ladies, and you can also get them in men's as well. So there you go. And you can find out all the information at Fresh Image Print, okay? So go to that. Go to freshimageprint.com/page/fundraising, and you can find out more information on all of that stuff. Buy a shirt, and all the money goes to Gene, okay, to help support him in his time of need. So I think that's awesome. Good on Dave Pomfret, and I'm glad that for Gene's family, his lovely wife Julie, his dog Fig, his extended family, and all my friends. We're so happy that Gene is on bouncing back. So here's some Nuns, and you're gonna hear the entire Starry album from the Killjoys. So a couple live tracks from the Monday Nuns, an entire Starry album from the Killjoys. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Gene, I love you, and I'm glad you're finally home. Yeah.
nothing, I won't say nothing wrong.
Blame. Yeah. kiss me goodbye. And if you miss me, don't cry. Kiss me goodbye and I won't go. Kiss me goodbye. And if you miss me, don't cry. Kiss me goodbye and I won't go.
Face. Bye. I'd like to feel the heat of every light that has shone, and even see the moment I was hated the most. And I'd like to roll the film where I told the funniest joke. Oh, but you're the one I'll miss when I'm gone. I'd like to stay wet from the water up north, and even feel the heat and taste the blood through the cold. But the loneliest thing that I'll ever know is that you're the one I'll miss when I'm taped when we were getting along, and replay all the times friends came back after the show. Oh, but you're the one I'll miss when I'm
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Do you have moments where you say later, maybe reflecting back, you know, maybe I crossed a line there? Or do you always kind of feel like you can't go far enough?
You know, I mean, there's there's definitely things I know I've been asked to do that I thought, no, that's too much. But I have to honestly say, I don't think it came from the response of it's too much as it was. I just didn't think it was funny.
Right.
And the times that maybe I did cross the line, I always find out later, because I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. You know, there was I used to do Harry Carey, the Chicago Cubs announcer,
yeah,
on Saturday Night Live, and which was really fascinating because, you know, it worked obviously for people who had grown up listening to Chicago Cubs games and White Sox games, but it also worked for people who had no idea who he was. So I would have people come up to me and say, oh, I love that mad scientist character you do. I'm like, mad scientist? I don't do a mad scientist character. You're like, yeah, the guy with the glasses and the crazy white hair. Is like, ah. I'm like, oh, Harry Carey. He's like, yeah, I don't know, but it's so funny. Anyway, but I was doing the first year of the ESPYs.
Right.
Norm Macdonald was the host. big Radio City Music Hall, and a bunch of the SNL writers are writing the show, and they ask if I'll come and do Harry Carey for the bring me out in the middle of the show, and I'm just going to be confused and not know where I'm at. You know, I think I'm at the, you know, the Grammys, or and then I systematically go and make fun of athletes.
Right.
Well, they wrote a joke for me commenting, and John Elway's sitting, and they made a comment about John Elway's, because John Elway has a bit of a toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I made a comment as Harry, and apparently I got the feedback that he was very unhappy, that it was just not cool. And from that moment on, apparently in all the ESPY meetings for 10 years after that, they were like, no more Will Ferrell, Harry Carey moments. We have to make sure we don't have that. So for everyone who thought it was funny, there were a lot of athletes who were offended and upset. But once again, in the heat of battle, I had no idea.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Okay, I'm your host, Gunnar, here. And in this hour of music, no interviews, no different genres of music all over the place like I normally do, right? Pop music, but dream pop music. Nothing too fast, nothing too slow. Just that kind of like, sort of like perfect kind of drive home music sort of thing. So I put together this set of music for people who are driving home. So there you go. If you're driving home from work, groceries, whatever it is, if you had a long day, this set of music is dedicated to you. So you will hear in this set some Widow's Peak, No Vacation, Foxes in Fiction, Bored at My Grandma's House, Jay Amer, which I played before, Broncho, Kevin Crowder, Castle Beat, MKG as well. Also Ginger Root, I'll put in this set as well, and Men I Trust with their track... Porcelain. Also Jaguar Sun. I love the name of that band, Jaguar Sun, with the track The Heart. And also No Swoon with the track Faces. And starting things off on this whole nice dreamy pop cast for you, for your drive, wherever you're doing, running, jogging, walking, in the car, leaving work, on the bus, headphones on. Here's Ruby Hunt with the track June on Steel City Music. Enjoy.